Pray up, pack up, look up, we're going up, shouts John Hagee. He's preaching the rapture, but there's not a shred of evidence for it in the Bible.
Neighbors are going to be standing in the street and they'll be having conversations like this. I was standing here talking to Mr. Jones, and suddenly he started rising into the air, over the house, past the treetops, gone, gone, gone! He's vanished in the clouds right before my eyes. What is this earth-shattering event? This earth-shattering event is the literal rapture of the Church of Jesus Christ. It's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. I'm saying to you, pray up, pack up, look up. We're going up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
But the word rapture and its system was actually invented as late as 1830 by the Protestant preacher John Darby, popularized by Cyrus Scofield, and today hyped by Hal Lindsey in his dubious late great Planet Earth. Hagee now gives the rapture a whole new spin. It's the great escape.
Headlines will be screaming, millions are missing without a trace. Cars are going to be parked out here beside Loop 1604 and every highway in the world. The motors are still running with the drivers and the occupants of the car sailing for mansions on high.
But does Hagee care if those driverless cars smash into a family of five while he watches from his mansion on high? Hagee's rapture turns God into a callous murderer. Now watch him turn the friendly skies into a horror show.
I tell you, if you're not a Christian, don't you dare fly with a Christian pilot. He's going up and you're going down.
Hagee's rapture is nothing less than a vendetta against all those sinners who don't buy into his money-making preaching of a Jesus the apostles never taught. Christ himself said there'd be only one arising, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting damnation. And that one arising would be on the last day, when Jesus said that there'd be one taken, but one left behind, he was pointing to the coming destruction of the temple by the Romans in 70 AD, out of which tribulation his followers would be taken when fleeing to Pella beyond the Jordan, but the unbelieving Jews would be left behind. St. Paul then comforts the church in Thessalonica that at Christ's coming, not one followed by a great tribulation, their loved ones who died in Christ would be first to rise, then those who remain alive. Now, why does St. Paul say, we which are alive, and we shall be with the Lord? It's to strengthen Christ's warning that the day of his second coming, no man knows, and could happen any time, even when St. Paul was still alive. But Hagee's fixed on signs of a rapture that will happen in his own time.
The sixth prophetic sign that we're the terminal generation happened when Jerusalem was no longer under the control of the Gentile people. And I want you to know that right now Jerusalem is being built to be the glory of the ages. God gets emotional about Jerusalem. From this moment forward, for the rest of our lives, until Christ comes, Jerusalem is the center of the universe.
Jerusalem, the center of the universe? Then everything would revolve around the murder of God by Jews. In Revelations, God calls Jerusalem where Christ was crucified, and Sodom and Egypt, equating the Old Testament enemies of the Israel of God, the church, with the New Testament enemies of the church, Jews, who crucified Christ. God does not get emotional over this Christ-hating Jerusalem, but Hagee and his deluded followers do.